right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from Maker's Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this
place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because the guy reads comics he can't...
I'll fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running off my feet.
Well, hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
I missed you both.
Hello, I'm Big Kev.
Not really, but... Oh, was that a recommendation?
Hello, I'm Big Kev.
I am OG.
I'm Scapegoat.
Sure you are.
Yeah. You would say that, wouldn't you?
Of course I would. Yeah, so that is us.
Yep.
And this is presumably, and we hope that it's still here next week, Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Yes, episode 317.
That's right.
We're calling it The Day Before Tomorrow.
That's right. Snowmageddon Apocalypse.
Yes.
Snowmageddon Apocalypse.
Snowmageddon Apocalypse. On us again.
That's right. Of course, New Jersey about to get pummeled by a nor'easter, which is always fun.
Nor'easters alone are fun. Freeze the nor'easter. Yeah. It is really the difference between the frozen and unfrozen butterbeer.
Okay. For
the
you.
Frozen is much better, right. I feel, than the unfrozen.
No.
What?
Yeah. No, I hate these storms. I am so done with this winter. I'm beside myself.
Nobody cancels work because of rain.
Yes, I understand.
That's
that.
What I'm talking about.
But see, to me, canceling of work is actually a bad thing. Because then I come back.
But you get to spend time with your son.
That part is what it is. But in all seriousness, I missed 2 days last week.
Uh-huh.
I missed a day the week before and a day the week before that with the way these storms were working out.
Right.
Now I'm missing tomorrow for sure. They've already decided they're closing. All that means for me is that when I get back, I come back to all of my work plus an extra day's worth of extra work.
Listen.
Who doesn't like that?
Listen, no. Hold on. When you accepted the job as the assistant to the assistant manager of the McDonald's, you knew that there would be days like this.
I did. Mama said there'd be days like this. There'd be days like this, my mama said.
Wow.
He's kicking it old school.
So Snowmageddon Apocalypse. We apologize that we weren't around last week. Last week, again, was a result of a snowstorm.
Yeah.
We got a foot of ice and snow.
Yep.
It took me a day and change to shovel it out, and you as well, I know.
Yeah.
And it's just been...
I still have like 2 inches of ice in most of my driveway.
I mean, we're not Georgia and the Carolinas. Over 100,000 people without power right now. in that area, I'm hearing.
Wow. Hmm.
So, and we're not.
That's awesome, because that I mean, we are so prepared here for the power outage. Oh, wait, no, that's right.
But we're not going to get the power outage because we're not going to get the ice.
Hopefully.
We're not supposed to get ice.
It's the heavy snow and the wind,
it
is, though.
I think we'll be okay.
I hope so. I mean, so far we've been dodging bullets.
Yeah. The only other good news that I'm seeing as far as that is concerned is that it's not going to be 2 degrees. At least it's going to be in the mid-30s.
See, that's bad, though, because you want 2 degrees when it's snowing, because then it's that fine powdery shit that just blows around and doesn't stick to fucking wires.
It's
and
that
shit.
Bag it up and sell it in kilos kind of snow.
Okay.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
It's not that heavy. I'm gonna pile up on your fucking electronics, wires, right, and then the wind blows and nothing can handle it. Or the heavy kind of shit that sticks to trees,
right,
and does the same thing, right, drops the trees on the light. That's. I wish to God it was 2 degrees.
And
are
for
you kidding?
All of you listening in the UK who are saying, "Wah, go fuck yourself."
I lost my roof this morning.
Yeah.
Big deal. One roof.
We're talking about inconvenient driving, okay?
No,
you may not have your house.
We're talking about we can't charge our cell phones.
Yo, when we get
outside
power,
of our cars.
Yo, you have to remember the last bunch of times that we've had power outages,
yeah,
it hasn't been out for like a day.
Yeah,
it's been out in the days
for you,
and weeks.
For you, yeah, us with PSE&G.
I lost for a couple hours that first dose norm back in early January.
Yeah.
That was about it.
No, we didn't even brown.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Anytime
which is
you
amazing.
Come home and you see one clock flashing like 3:05 a.m., even though you know it's like noon,
you just curse
you're
just a
like,
lot.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah.
But at least it's on.
Yeah.
It's you know, true. One of those times, I can't remember which time it was. I think it was the last, was it the great snowstorm of 2012 or 11? Whatever it was.
Snowmageddon apocalypse.
But it wasn't, was it Sandy? I can't remember. Maybe it was Sandy. Whatever it was, whatever the last big power outage thing was.
That was
for
Sandy.
Me, it was like 16 days without power.
Oh, yeah, that was Sandy. Yeah, that was Sandy.
16 days, son.
I hear you. I feel you.
It's crazy.
And guess what?
What?
It was like okay weather when we had Sandy.
I know.
It's like negative life outside.
Right, but so my point earlier was that at least if it's going to, if I am going to lose power, which would mean I would lose heat in theory, at least it's 30 and not 2 is where I was going.
You got a fireplace.
That doesn't work right
now. You could gather.
No fireplace.
Oh, really? You're trying fireplace.
Oh, I can get wood for my, oh, wait.
Yeah, no. So anyway, let's move on with the show.
Let's do that.
Oh, yeah, right. The show.
Let's talk about, I don't even know.
Don't even know, man.
How about we talk about Paul Bettany?
Oh, yeah. I'll talk about that.
In Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yes. Okay.
He has been confirmed now as playing Vision.
Right.
Now, Bettany voices Jarvis. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So the speculation is that
Jarvis is Vision.
Right. Jarvis becomes Vision.
Right.
In some capacity.
That makes sense.
Tony Stark's going to be a busy boy.
Yeah.
Creating Vision, creating Ultron. We assume he's creating Ultron. That's not confirmed.
It's not even a weak assumption. It's a strong assumption that that's what it is.
So,
and he tries to create a sentient
right.
Iron. Here's my theory. He tries to create a sentient Iron Man. It goes bad. So he uses Jarvis to create a sentient anti-Iron Man, which is Vision, blah, blah, blah. I think it's going to have something to do with that.
My only concern is I think it's starting to get a little crowded in that room. A lot of new characters being introduced in this movie.
How many?
Ultron, Vision, Scarlet Witch, Quicksilver.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So that's 4.
Well, yeah, but
that's 4 on top of the 5 you already, or 6 you already have.
We also don't know to what extent Scarlet Witch and...
Doesn't matter. It's
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying that it's starting to look like a Spider-Man movie.
Hope. Wow. It's not that bad.
Right? It's close. I just heard another villain.
Most of those are heroes,
Spider, yeah, another villain was just cast on a Spider-Man movie.
Was it Alistair Sim?
Smythe, who is the Spider Slayer.
Alistair Smythe?
But I forget the guy who plays, I forget who's playing him. But anyway, I didn't even bother to pull that story. But so Vision. So what are your thoughts on Vision other than, I mean, I'm okay with it. I don't have a problem with them bringing Vision in.
No, it's a question of how he's going to look.
Yeah.
He certainly can't be green and yellow, at least not in the traditional sense.
Right.
We also don't know what Ultron is going to look like either.
Right.
So I think they're all going to be kind of these sort of sentient Iron Man clones. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, but didn't they overdo the shit out of that with Iron Man 3?
I was going to say they kind of.
It's got to look different. It's got to look different.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying it's not going to look different. I think it is going to look different. What I'm saying is it's all basically the same thing.
Stark is going to create something that doesn't look like a Mark suit.
Exactly.
A Mark X.
Right.
Not actually Mark 10. Mark X is in the placeholder. Yeah. And it will be
Mark asterisk.
Yes, there you go. So anyway, so that's Vision. That's pretty big, I think, right?
You'll get a first sneak peek in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming soon.
No, you won't.
Oh, but Deathlock in the last episode.
They should, though.
Yeah.
I was okay with it. I was okay with it.
Yeah.
It's so ham-handed.
That's about how I feel about that show now. I'm okay with it.
So we're essentially taking the entire season to create a C character.
I don't know. I think Deathlock, he's a C. Maybe he's like a B-.
No, he's a C.
No, he was pretty big. But I don't know. I'm okay with it. I like Deathlock. I was a fan of that character. I think I said this the last time.
Yeah.
So I was a fan of the character. So I'm okay with it on the show. Yeah. The show still to me is just not quite hitting the mark. It keeps on like setting up the dominoes and then it knocks them almost all of them over. It leaves just like that last one teetering on the brink. And it's like, wow, this is quickly becoming the walking shield. It's getting close to being that.
Easy. That show just came back this week, and I'd like to summarize the issue if I could.
I'm excited to say I didn't watch it.
I'd like to say Carl ate pudding.
Okay.
I'm summarizing the issue. Carl ate pudding.
Please don't spoil.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is a spoiler alert. Carl eats pudding.
All right.
One of those big industrial cans of pudding.
Now I know he's alive.
There you go. Now you know he's alive.
Why would he not be alive? They never indicated he wouldn't be alive.
That's the whole point of the show.
Let's move on with the news. How about Seth Rogen?
Oh, I already don't like it.
Evan Goldberg are the ones who finally are doing Preacher for AMC.
Oh no!
Yes,
didn't we hear this already?
No, I don't think that
it was Seth Rogen.
Not that it was Seth Rogen.
Is he producing
it? Yeah, we knew it was Seth Rogen.
He's producing. He's not acting.
Oh,
he's
thank
it.
God!
No. Listen, I'm actually really quite okay with him producing it. After seeing This Is the End, I'm totally okay with him doing.
What?
It.
Yeah, that's pretty sure a comedy.
Yeah, that
it actually is kind of a dark. Twisted comedy. Preacher.
Yeah, I'm gonna do Preacher now.
He's not starring in it.
Thank God.
And you know, he didn't ruin Green Hornet.
Yes, he did.
He did by acting in it, but he didn't write or produce it. No, remember that.
Wasn't he a producer on that? I thought he was.
No, sir. So I'm hesitant, but I'm not completely upset by it.
I'm gonna pick the corn out of this shit. I say that it's
great. Negative Nancy.
Look, there's a formula. I'm just living up to the expectations of the listeners.
My bad.
No, I'm actually going to be positive, right? I'm going to pull the positive out of your negative news.
Okay. I think it's
positive. AMC. It being on AMC,
sure.
Very positive.
Sure.
Because if it's a non-pay cable premium channel entity that should do it, it should be AMC.
Okay.
Because nobody else will be able to pull this off.
Sure.
There are parts of it, however, it being on AMC, that they are not going to be able to do. You realize that. So... you know, while I'm still being positive, there are definitely parts of it that people are going to be very upset with.
I don't know. They get away with a lot on AMC.
Listen, they get away with a lot on AMC. They don't get away with that much on AMC. Did you read Preacher?
I did read Preacher.
That's what I'm saying.
They get away with a lot on AMC.
Listen, there's a lot in there that they can't get away with on AMC.
All right. I think it'll be okay.
And I'm not talking about smashing open a zombie head either.
I'm thinking it belongs on... I mean, look, I agree that it probably should have found a home on, like, HBO.
It would have been perfect on... Especially since every HBO series is ending this year.
Yes.
Apparently. True Blood, Boardwalk Empire.
Thank God.
And, Game of Thrones isn't.
And not Game of Thrones, although I wish it would. And Newsnight.
Newsroom. Oh, okay.
Newsroom, sorry. Yeah. The three of those... Those three shows are all ending this year. Which is HBO with Game of Thrones, and
True Detective,
and Girls,
and Looking.
True Detective isn't that one and done?
I think it's. We don't know.
Or is it going to be
the way that I have no idea. The way that I look at it, it's kind of like an anthology. I figure like they can do another season next year of a different case with different actors, kind of thing.
That's interesting.
By the way, True Detective, really slow. It's like watching a novel, but it picked up. You should go watch it.
Okay.
Oh my, yes. Did you see it this week?
Yes, I did.
Oh man, that was great.
I want to throw out that last Black Sails.
So hold on 1 second. The tracking shot, I want to throw absolutely, this out the scapegoat because he really appreciates this.
Yep.
Was that about an 8 minute tracking shot?
It was an 8 minute tracking shot with a lot of stuff going on in the background.
Man, that was really
well
something.
Done. Well done.
Really something.
Good job, cinematographer/director/producer.
There you go. Black Sails. Have either of you watched either of the episodes? It's really good.
Yeah, I've heard.
It's really good.
And
surprisingly good.
And it's on Stars, which is kind of like, so
I was talking about this the other day, Spartacus. Anyone remember when that show was around?
I do, but Spartacus had several seasons, and although I did not watch it, was well received by almost everybody.
Yeah, there was
it had a couple of good stuff.
It had a
cult-like following.
Yeah.
But that's Black Sails is apparently definitely pretty...
It's good?
Yeah, it's pretty visceral.
I've heard Vikings is actually really good,
too. You know who watches Vikings? My wife.
Mm. Yeah. So there you go.
Just saying.
There's some shows out there. You know what else is coming out soon?
What?
Well, Orphan Black is one.
Yes.
Game of Thrones is coming back soon. Yes. You know what I'm going to say next?
Hannibal.
Because,
you know, a week can't go by.
Watch that goddamn show.
Where you don't
please,
mention Hannibal.
I need a season 3.
And in case you've been asleep, you're missing, what, the 4th or 5th episode of The Following this week?
Well, when you turn it on, you usually do fall asleep. So,
hey, John Wesley Shipp has been cast in the upcoming pilot of The Flash.
What? Really?
But they haven't announced who he's portraying yet.
That's cool.
John Wesley Shipp, who played The Flash
in the 1990 original TV series.
Right. Yeah. And he's been cast in the show. We don't know what
But we don't know as what yet.
Wait, The Flash is going to be a TV show again?
It's getting a pilot later this year, which we've known for a while now. Yep. And they've been fleshing out that cast for a couple weeks now.
Okay. Who's playing The Flash? And which Flash is
it? It's Grant Gustin, and he's playing Barry Allen, the one that was introduced on Arrow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't watch Arrow, so.
Yeah.
I should.
We have talked about it
on the show.
Yeah, I know. That's...
Every week since so happened.
That doesn't mean I remember every little thing we talk about.
All right, I'm just saying.
Jeez.
All right.
Wow.
I want to talk about Star Wars real quick, and then I want to get into DC shit. Star Wars Rebels, new character, had an intro video yesterday from the show.
Jedi, whatever.
It's the Jedi Cowboy, they're calling the character.
I haven't seen this yet.
Kanan is the character's name. He's going to be voiced by Freddie Prinze Jr.
Oh, nice.
It actually looks okay. He looks cool. He looks kind of cool. I'm okay with the character. I'm just not sure how it fits in. But obviously...
Well, there's no context for anything yet.
Right, so we're going to have to see how it plays out. But
did you hear 2,500 people were sent, what, 6 or 8 pieces of Imperial propaganda art?
Oh, the postcards
They are awesome.
Yeah, I saw them.
Awesome, and only 2,500 people got them for some reason. Why on earth they wouldn't put these out for sale for the public, I have no
idea.
Maybe
they will eventually.
We were not amongst the recipients because I'm obviously here and not home just rolling around in them going, oh.
Wow.
No,
it's kind of creepy.
Yes. No, seriously. OG, you should definitely put a link to those images up. I don't know, this whole retro propaganda art thing that's happened in the last several years, I love it.
Yeah, I like it.
Because I love the propaganda posters from... like World War I and World War II, and this is kind of in that vein, but oh man, they are really terrific. Really terrific.
All right, DC. Uh-huh. Something that happened last week, but we didn't get to talk about. Oh, yes.
I would like to say one last thing about Star Wars. It is making a splash in Fashion Week.
Oh yeah, I saw that. The dresses that some girl designed or some nonsense.
Very exciting.
And I think it begins begins filming soon, right?
Yes. May,
I
think. Primary photography. Yep. No, it's sooner than that.
Oh, I thought it was May.
It's end of this month.
Isn't it
or
March to September or something?
Oh, is that what it is?
I think it's March to September.
So Superman, Batman, some casting since last we met.
7 months?
Jesse Eisenberg has been cast as Luthor, Lex Luthor.
Are we going to take them one at a time?
Nope, we're going to name them all and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
And Jeremy Irons has been cast as Alfred. And then I think, was that it? Yeah, no, those were the two big ones for that one. So yeah.
Now?
Yes.
Awful and awesome.
Lex Luthor's far too young.
Far too young.
Jesse Eisenberg, far too young
uh-huh.
for Henry Cavill's Superman.
Yes.
Is it Henry Cavill?
Yes.
Okay. Far too young for his Superman.
Far too young.
I thought Bryan Cranston was
too old.
No. We thought that, but I guess it didn't happen.
Okay.
That's too bad. That I mean, that would have worked.
That would have worked better than Jesse Eisenberg.
Way better than Jesse Eisenberg. This Lex Luthor
is going to be younger than Superman? Or the same? Is he younger? Is Jesse Eisenberg younger? I can't tell.
I don't know. He always looks young.
He looks young. So maybe he's not actually younger?
I don't know. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see.
I mean, I don't hate Jesse Eisenberg.
It's just miscast.
But I just don't see him as Luthor.
Yeah, exactly.
At all.
At all. He's not.
Not at all.
You know, I spoke to somebody.
He's too mousy. He's not.
Right.
He doesn't have that presence that
I spoke to somebody close to the production today.
Yeah.
And I can share with you that person's feelings were, look, we've been through all this before.
Sure.
You know, when they said Heath Ledger,
right?
You know, they got lynching threats.
Sure, sure.
When they said Michael Keaton for Batman in the late 80s, in 1990, for the 1990 Batman, they said, Mr. Mom cannot be Batman. They said, Beetlejuice cannot be Batman.
I understand.
And with the case of Heath Ledger, the gay cowboy cannot be the Joker.
Right, right.
And so it's just like everything else. This person said, you need to see it in context and everybody will change their mind. I trust this person because this is the same person who said to me, don't worry about Heath Ledger. It's going to be amazing. And it was, and he was right, and he's been right about all
these
things.
The only difference with the Heath Ledger, not Michael Keaton, but with Heath Ledger, was that I had faith in Christopher Nolan, and though I questioned it, I had faith in Christopher Nolan.
No. I
don't have faith in that first movie, let alone the casting for the second movie.
Right.
That's the problem I'm having this time around.
The other thing is that, that I was told was, is that we should not really be considering this a Superman movie.
It's a prequel to the Justice League movie.
Right.
Absolutely. Clearly, Trinity.
It's
Trinity is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Do you know? Did you read Trinity?
I called this out about 3 weeks ago on the podcast. I said it's Trinity. They're adding Wonder Woman. You said they're not going to do Trinity. There's too many characters. It's ridiculous. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's Trinity. And you're like, no, I can't possibly do that.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, I think so.
Do we have some tape where I actually said that? I don't think I actually said.
I don't know. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about
OG's whole day has been ruined. By what happened.
Let's talk about. We didn't talk about Jeremy Irons. Jeremy Irons, I think, is perfect.
Oh, perfect.
I have no problem with him.
Nope, not at all. Not at all.
I think that's good casting.
In fact, he even looks a little like him.
Yeah.
I mean, the comic book version.
I like that. Although I am going to miss your Michael Caine impression.
Absolutely.
But I like that.
Gotta get my Jeremy Irons in.
Jeremy Irons as an Alfred strikes me more as a can do Alfred.
Yeah,
yes.
And less like a butler Alfred.
Right.
And I like the can-do Alfred. I like the little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a tough guy himself kind of character. I think that works.
Hello, I'm Michael Caine.
All right. Let's talk about Gotham, because there's been a bunch of casting.
No one cares about this show anymore.
Gotham. God
awful.
So we got five new characters
Woo,
cast.
Let's do it.
Robin Lord Taylor, who was on The Walking Dead. He's on Accepted. You'd probably know him if you saw him, but he's been cast as Oswald Cobblepot. So a young penguin.
Oh, goody.
The character's described as, with the brains of a chess grandmaster and the morals of a jackal, Oswald Cobblepot is a low-level psychopath who hides his sadistic lust for power behind an exquisitely polite demeanor.
What about his flipper hands?
I don't know if he's gonna have flip hands. Sean Pertwee, who you would know too, he was in Event Horizon. He's been in a billion things.
Okay,
he's been cast as Bruce Wayne's father. Butler rather. He's been cast as the Alfred. In the show again, he's a can do Alfred.
Right.
He's not a Michael Caine Alfred.
Or that other guy
who played him in the Keaton.
I can't remember. I think he's dead now.
Is he dead? That
yeah,
guy?
I can't remember. Know. Scapegoat, can you find out who that actor was?
Gordon's boss and Gotham City Police Department Captain Essen is
spell it
Essen.
Essen.
Oh, Essen. Sabrina Guevara from Burn Notice, who I have no idea who she is.
She's from Burn Notice. Don't you watch Burn Notice?
Nah, I watched the first season and I didn't really follow through. Erin Richards, who you would know if you saw her from, she's from Being Human, Merlin, a couple different things. She's
British.
Been cast as Gordon's fiance, Barbara Keene.
Oh.
And then Donnell Logue.
Is that his name? Donald Logue.
Yeah, from Sons of Anarchy and he's been in a ton other things. Yeah.
That sitcom that he was in. Remember that sitcom he was in?
Grounded for Life. Oh, was it Grounded for Life?
I don't know if it was Grounded for Life.
I know the one you're talking about.
He's been in a lot of stuff. He's been in a lot of stuff. What's he gonna play?
He has been cast as
Guy on the Street.
No. He's been cast as Detective Harvey Bullock.
Oh.
Yeah. That's good casting, I think. I like Bullock. Yeah. Bullock is like Gordon's kind of, it's his partner, right? Isn't he? But I think he's his superior when Gordon's a younger.
I don't remember.
And he's kind of gruff and a little rough and tough. I think that works for Logue. I'm okay with
that. We'll see.
Michael
Gog. I think it's Gog, actually.
Yeah.
Played Alfred in those.
He passed away in 2011.
Yes. So there you go.
At the age of 94.
It's an old dude.
Wow.
Oh, we could have ended the show with him and then talked about the other one.
Nah.
Too late.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't know.
It was 2011. We are too late. By like 2-3 years.
You'd probably take a break at this point, yeah?
I guess.
You could.
All right. So with that, we will take our first break.
That's right, OG. And we'll be right back with episode 317 of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, The Day Before Tomorrow.
Hey, this is Adam West from Batman and Family Guy and a few other things.
Who is it this time? Commissioner, Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek
Suburban
Stuff.
Suburban Vinyl.
Episode 317.
Suburbanvinyl.com.
The day before tomorrow.
Suburban Vinyl.
Suburbanvinyl.com. Suburban Vinyl in beautiful, although snowy.
Snow covered.
Waldwick, New Jersey.
Yes.
That's right. Suburbanvinyl.com for some excellent art toys, some jewelry. They're branching out a little bit.
I saw some nice t-shirts. Artsy t-shirts as well.
Yeah, it's a fun shop. It's a great online store. You should definitely check them out at suburbanvinyl.com. Of course, there was a coupon code if you make a purchase.
It's Big Kev.
And that will get you
10% off your entire order.
And of course, we encourage you to make a purchase. And if you don't make a purchase online, you can go to the store.
Yep.
And I will say, they do have lollipops.
They do now.
They do have lollipops.
So if you go in and mention Big Kev's Geek Stuff, our buddy Smack, Blink, the Mayor, whatever.
He will give you a lollipop.
Is this week. He will give you a lollipop.
Yeah. Yeah,
we should do like the phrase, you know, like, hey, give me something to suck on, big boy, or something like that. And, you know, and then they get the lollipop.
The phrase that pays.
The phrase that pays.
And then afterwards, they give you a lollipop.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Of course, since we're talking about Suburban Vinyl and we're talking about things you can buy, they do have a lot of stuff online from the show, Heartstrings, that just passed this past weekend.
Oh,
it was their Valentine's Day themed show.
Yes, OG and I were present.
We were.
For that that opening. And a lot of great art.
Of great stuff. Some great stuff by Jason Chalker.
Yep.
Tasser Zimich had some stuff. Jeremiah Kettner, I saw, had some stuff.
Jason Chalker did the Pimp 2D2 that we talked so much about. Yeah.
D10 had a cool piece.
Mm-hmm. Who had the...
Jay Fury had some cool pieces. A lot of good stuff.
There was a bunch of pieces that I was really interested in.
Right.
I didn't end up buying... any of the pieces, but a lot of people were buying pieces. But there was one that I was like, when I saw it right as I walked in the door, I didn't realize it had sold yet. That I really liked was that one on the swing.
Oh, Nervous Wreck.
Yeah,
that guy's work is amazing.
What a great piece that was.
That guy's work is absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
fantastic. That was like a whole diorama.
It was intense, like a tree. Yeah, that was really a terrific piece.
So a lot of those pieces still available over at suburbanvinyl.com. So we encourage you to go over there.
Yes.
I will post some photos from the show, some of the pieces that I shot while I was there that night. And you know, it's always a good time over there. And of course, if you're local, we encourage you to check out the shop, check out the shows when they have them. I'm not sure what their next show is, but as soon as we know,
toilet themed,
is that what it is?
I don't know. That's what they were talking about when I was there.
Were they joking though?
I don't know.
But anyway,
I started working on a bunch of toilet themed pieces, so I hope they weren't joking.
So be sure, of course, to check out suburbanvinyl.com and the store, of course, in Waldwick, New Jersey. We have some comics that came out.
We do.
I want to quickly mention something I didn't read yet, although okay. I downloaded or through Comixology to because of all the hype and hubbub. But was it the new Miss Marvel book? The New Jersey Muslim
Miss Marvel book?
No,
came
idea.
Out last week. And
did it have a number one on it?
Yeah, well, I think it was a new book.
Every book has a number one on it.
So I hopefully will read that before next week and we could I'll talk about it a little bit more.
There was a bunch of books. There were a bunch of books that came out betwixt the last time we were on and now. And rather than roll through them all, there are a couple of trades that I think were important to mention that had come out. Lobster Johnson, Volume 3.
Right.
Again, if you're not reading the Mike Mignola Hellboy universe, Lobster Johnson is really a terrific book.
Yeah, you know who's a fan of Lobster Johnson? Dr. Steve.
Oh, is he?
He's a big fan of Lobster
Johnson.
Well,
he should be. It's a great, it's a terrific book. Mike Mignola, John R. Cudi, Sebastian Fiamura, Tonski Zonjic, Kevin Nolan, Joe Kiro, Wilfredo Torres, and Dave Stewart all contributing to Volume 3. A great character, a great read. Really feels 40 pulpy adventure-y kind of thing, and it's in that great Hellboy universe. Whether you like or hate Hellboy, there are books in the Hellboy universe like Lobster Johnson that is fantastic, like Sledgehammer 44. I don't know if you've seen that one yet. Amazing, what a great book that is.
Very cool.
And then I wanted to point this out for you, OG. I know you probably have all these issues or trades, but I'm reading them this way. From Dark Horse, While It Lasts, it's Star Wars. This is Legacy Book 3.
Right.
Which I think completes
the
original, the Volume 1 collection, right? The Volume 1 of Legacy?
Yes. The Cade Skywalker story.
Yes. Collected here, Volumes 8 through 11 of Cade Skywalker's Galaxy Change Star Wars Legacy. Yeah, I think that is the last one, right?
It's a great story. It really is.
Yeah, the Cade Skywalker stuff takes place 126 years after Return of the Jedi.
It's a great story.
So everybody's dead.
Yeah, great story. Everybody's
that
dead,
that you
Dave.
Know and love.
They're all dead,
They're
Dave.
All dead, Dave.
But Kaczynski.
And this, I cannot wait to read this, A, and B, to share it with you, OG.
Okay. I've heard nothing but good things about this book,
I
but
know.
I've never
this
read
is,
it.
This is a book that I've long wanted to read. I've read the first two issues, and that's as far as I got. Not for any other reason except I don't have time to read shit.
Word.
But I decided I was gonna start here and make the commitment. Grant Morrison's The Invisibles from DC Vertigo. This is the deluxe edition, book one. So you know what that means? Slightly oversized, slightly remastered. If you like The Matrix, this is kind of what they say The Matrix is sort
Samuel
of based
Jackson's
on.
In The Matrix, right?
Yes, I believe that's true. According to that one guy. Yeah, apparently so. That was fucked
that
up,
was
by
funny.
The way. We do not all look alike.
He was joking, though.
Yeah, I think he was.
Who was joking?
I think Samuel Jackson was mostly joking.
I don't know. He seemed kind of angry to me. And then he wouldn't let it go, which
but
was
that
the
was
best
really
part.
Funny.
No, I'm the what's in your wallet guy.
Morgan Freeman. He's the other.
He's not in the commercials, it's just his voice. So you might not confuse him with Lawrence Fishburne. That was funny as hell. Volume one of this fine thing. Going to run you about $30. And it doesn't say on the outside how much it collects, but it must be quite a great deal of issues because it's a nice oversized book.
Nice.
This is one of the classic Vertigo titles, one. Two, it's largely considered source material for The Matrix. So if you're a fan of The Matrix, there's definitely some things in here that will seem very similar. So I am very excited to read this book. Very excited that this has finally come out. And then there was a plethora of other, you know, like single issues, Batman and so forth. As far as comics go.
We have a couple more things we want to talk about. I have two things I want to bring up real quick. And then we'll talk about a couple other things. But I just wanted to mention Dickie Page, friend of the show, Dickie Page. This Friday, I forget the time, but if you go to umbitoys.blogspot.com, I'll post a link to that. He's got his new Jawa piece coming out. Jeremy, it's a smaller version
Already getting one.
But it's being released this Friday, so check that out.
With the glowy eyes.
With the glowy eyes. Yeah, they're awesome. I really want Jeremy, I think, is the name of the character.
Yes, I believe
so. Fantastic. And, of course, all of... Rich's stuff is yep. awesome. And Rich, I believe, I'm not 100% sure if it's 100% confirmed, walking around that yes. a little bit, but I think he's coming to New York Comic Con this year.
He is. Yeah, I can confirm yeah. that.
The other thing I wanted to mention was a friend of the show. We've had him on the show back at New York Comic Con. We've talked about a lot of the stuff that he does. He does the introducing books,
yes.
and those art books, George Vega. He does a bunch of...
He's Vegemation Press, yeah. right?
He does a... He's been doing a lot of commission work, and he's taking commissions.
Uh-huh.
And he actually did a really cool... Sketch cards are pretty big right now.
Right.
And he did an awesome Green Arrow
nice.
Sketch card for me. So I will post a link to his website. But cool. you should hit up George for some work. He does some great stuff. If you've got a character you want, his work is really good. And, you know...
Speaking of George...
I'm going to try to hit him up to get a Black Canary next to this.
Speaking of... A companion piece?
Yes, yes, of course.
Speaking of George,
yes.
aren't George and Aileen in town this week?
They're on the East Coast. Break? I don't know where exactly they are on the East Coast.
So we don't have any plans as far as they go?
I think they might be... They might be someplace where one of us may be...
Oh, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, so they might be there, I believe.
Oh, but you're not going to be there.
On Saturday night? No, right. I'm not going to be there.
Right.
But
Saturday, what we should say is by way of promotion, we should say that this is Toy Fair starts
That's
this
right.
weekend. So I will be attending sans OG. I will be attending for the first time ever.
Yeah.
I'll be attending Hasbro.
No, I missed Hasbro last year too because of the blizzard last year. Remember
Did you?
Yeah, remember it snowed the night before and you showed up and I was like only halfway done shoveling.
Did I only go myself?
You went yourself.
I really don't remember that at all.
Because of the blizzard last year.
Oh
too.
Yeah, you know why I remember? Because I had to eat.
Yeah, Snippers by yourself.
I had to eat Snippers by myself. Yeah. So Toy Fair. So for the second unprecedented year,
it would be unprecedented at this point.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
it's second unprecedented.
Believe me, I would love
you keep using this word.
I would love nothing more to go, but unfortunately,
well,
it's just not
I'll be attending Hasbro, right. And presumably OG and I will be attending Toy Fair in some manner or other on Sunday, but right. on Saturday night,
it's Toypocalypse.
Yeah, Toypocalypse 4, I believe.
Yes,
right.
Now this is not an open event on Saturday night. I believe it's invite only.
Okay,
but.
Scramble to get my phone
but
out.
But it's at the Toy Tokyo Gallery.
Yes.
Toy Tokyo Underground.
Uh-huh.
And after this Saturday night, I believe they will have open gallery hours to go and see the work. They're going to be debuting some new Power Lord stuff. They're
yes.
going to be debuting some new Gothitropolis stuff.
Uh-huh.
I think some Outer Spaceman stuff. And something new. Something all Brandy Spanky new.
I know what it isn't.
So there it is.
It isn't what the one we've been
begging. Magma Core.
Is,
yeah.
That we've been begging them to do in 3 3/4 for what, years now? I have my phone out because I haven't got my VIP yet and I want to attend. Yeah, so George and Aileen from Toy Break will probably
be
there. I
think they're going to be at that.
I believe his lordship will probably be there.
He's always there. So that would
so,
be
yeah, so it'll be a lot of...
he holds
a lot of,
court at Toy Tokyo.
He certainly does. It'll be a lot of fun and friendly faces.
Sure.
So why don't you come out and see that show at some point.
Absolutely.
Probably not at the opening, but at some point, if you get a chance to go over to Toy Tokyo and see that, you should. Four Horsemen are excellent. I hear mixed things about the future of the 6-inch DC line.
It's done.
So,
mixed about it.
Well, no.
They got a handful of pieces coming that got partially approved through,
right.
through the subscriptions.
Right.
And then I heard something about there's going to be one figure every blue moon or some shit.
Okay, because I'm hearing mixed things now.
Oh,
I hear
that changed? Okay.
Mattel has some sort of announcement or something.
Well, probably at Toy Fair, so we'll find out.
Yeah, maybe. Or we won't.
Yeah. No, we'll find out either way. We just might not be there to find out in person.
We have to hear it third hand.
That being said, do you have anything else or can we move on to?
I just want to mention our friends at Kotobukiya had a release this week, which is the, as far as stuff that we really enjoy, it's their Artifacts series, the latest in the, what are they, about 7-8 inches?
Yeah.
8-9 inches. Star Wars pieces, the Sand Trooper 2-pack
right.
is out. So you know that you can mix and match. And get two complete figures out of this
right.
with different parts and so on. And also the Sand Trooper, I believe it's the Sergeant.
Okay.
So the regular Trooper, orange pauldron.
Right.
The Sergeant is the white pauldron.
Okay.
He is a single pack.
Right, right.
And the troopers are a double pack.
Fantastic.
So you kind of get, you know, the three of them there. They run about, I can't remember, last time I remember, I think it was like $75 for the pair. Okay. It's probably thereabouts. I'd say between $75, $85. And then the singles probably, I don't know, probably about 50, 45, 50, maybe in that area there. Because that's just the way that they do it. And yeah, you should definitely check them out. They are amazing. I mean, if you know the quality of Kotobukiya and listening to this show, you ought to. When we have them, I'll be able to talk more directly about them. But I can tell you just from what I've seen thus far, they are amazing.
Awesome.
Cool, cool.
Something that I finally checked out. We don't often talk about other podcasts on this show, but every once in a while, if I feel it's appropriate or we feel it's appropriate, you guys find something you like or don't like, just want to rant and rave about it. So one of the things...
We'll be doing both of those things right now.
We will. A show that a bunch of our listeners has turned me on to, talking about the live shows and how much they enjoy the show, and I've been hearing about it for months, and I've been really hesitant about doing it because I don't have a lot of time. Normally to listen to a lot of things on top of what I listen to already, but Night Vale Radio, which is
Welcome to Night Vale.
Welcome to Night Vale. And it is it's not really a podcast so much as is it a serialized radio drama?
So
would you maybe call it that?
Yeah, I would say it's trying to be a hybrid between a radio play from the pre-TV days.
Right.
And a kind of quasi NPR like show.
Yeah, it's
combined.
Like it's like Carl Sagan meets NPR meets Eureka meets Supernatural.
In terms of content.
Yes, in terms
but
of
in terms
content.
Of delivery, it's just a radio it's really just a newscast.
It is a newscast.
A kinda. Space prairie home companion.
It's a newscast in the fictional
That's
desert
a really
town.
Good review. If I liked it, I would make that the review.
A prairie home companion. Oh, God, I hate Garrison Keillor.
it's in the fictional desert town of Night Vale. Do they say, where is Night Vale? Do they give a state?
I don't remember.
In Night Vale.
You've listened to way more than I have.
And I've listened to the first 17 episodes over the last two days.
You know, when the snow comes down in Night Vale... And Johnny, who brings the paper to your house.
It's very much like that.
Ugh. Nope, that was better acted.
Oh, come on.
And now we begin.
Really? I don't think it's that bad at all.
Great. And this is awesome for me because I haven't heard of it, nor have I heard it. So I'll get to hear both of your opinions.
I think it is intentionally cheesy.
I disagree.
No, absolutely. I think it's intentionally cheesy and goofy.
I think that it whoever wrote it
wrote
what could have been a cool short story.
Okay.
It may even be a cool blog, you know, like a blog in a fictional universe kind of thing. It needs something else. Whether that something else is a fake NPR website where there are articles that you click on, or whether that is more than one guy just reading at you.
All right. Well, that's
the problem with it to me is if it were actually set up in that way, like there are multiple people and there's one guy and then they do an interview.
Right.
Because there's no pauses, there's no sound effects, there's no editing. It's just a guy clearly wrote this and said, "Oh, you know, I want to do something that's going to get more attention than a short story. Let me just read it into a microphone."
Yeah. Okay.
So that's my problem with it. It's not acted. It's just a guy going, "And we're here at the news story. A PTA meeting has happened at the school and a jet plane has appeared in the basketball
stadium."
Do they
have cool characters like Noir?
They have these all
just talking about the other blah blah blah. Yeah. Like it's not acted. Like there's no acting. There's no sense of urgency. There's no all these little cute little anecdotal stories that's supposed to build the universe on a small scale. Which that idea I really like. But it's not acted out as if that's what's happening.
If
they
agree.
Did it like a BBC show where it's like, "Wait, here I'm the BBC," hosting, etc., and then they interviewed someone like there, and you heard the sound effect. Now I'm brought into the universe.
I agree that my only complaint—it's
like this is the pilot, and they needed a budget to make the show they wanted to make.
But it does very well. They have more than enough money to do more than what they're
doing.
Well,
then I don't get it.
My only complaint, I would agree with you, is that. And I listened to, when I had only listened to maybe the first three or four episodes, I was like, well, this is clearly the early days of the show. The show's been around for like 2 years now, I think, at this point. This is the early days of the show. It'll get better.
It doesn't.
It's not that it doesn't get better, because I'm still really enjoying it, but I really thought that at some point they would bring more people into the studio.
That's what I thought. So I listened to the first couple of episodes, And then because I had no idea what was going on, I couldn't even spoil it for myself. I'm like, let me listen to the most recent. Because I was like, maybe that's what it is. It was a story. It grew over time. It's got a following.
No.
I heard, and then I turn it on and it's like, hey, we want to thank you guys, blah, blah, blah. It's, you know, like we have t-shirts. I'm like, oh, so it did grow. So I fast forward. It's the same fucking guy, mediocre acting, talking. And see, I'm like, what? Why? Why wouldn't you do something bigger than this?
I don't think that it's mediocre acting. I think it's intentionally like that. But I do agree that that you need more than one person in the studio. When he starts talking about some of these, like he talks about all these really interesting people in town, like Josie, the crazy lady
who sees
the angels, and like the one guy, the barber that he's clearly in love with that has his hair cut really short. Like there's these stupid characters that he makes, that he talks about every episode.
That's my problem.
Why not bring them in or have them phone in?
It's like the writer created this universe and could not deliver it the way they wanted to. They couldn't get money for a TV show.
But it's bizarre because he's got a whole team behind it.
That's what I'm saying. They couldn't do a comic book. So they're like, well, you know what? Radio play, that would be really cool. That would get attention. So they did. And now if it got big enough where they can have the actors play them, if they can do this more interactive, why haven't they? I don't get it. And if it's just because it's successful, they don't want to mess with the format, good for them. I'm happy they're successful. Right. I can't get brought into it because of the way that it's not edited at all. There's no space. There's no, they read from one story into the next as if they.
Right. But, to me, that's part of that. This is clearly supposed to be small budget, local, you know, 10 people in the town radio.
Wow.
It's one person.
It's college radio.
You are both doing a swell job at preventing me from ever listening to this
way. I actually think it's very funny and very quirky. And I like a lot of the, you know, stay away from the dog park. Like, I like a lot of the things that he does. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm going to listen to the whole way through.
That's what's interesting to me is I'm like, well, I want to hear more about this universe, but I can't fucking listen to this guy. That's how I feel.
The only other thing I don't like. Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I think my real issue with it is, to me, and I don't know the people, I haven't looked background, anything like that, so I don't mean to offend anybody, and you know, you're criticize whatever you want. Yeah. I can see the potential of what it could be, and because I see that, it bothers me of what it is.
Yeah. The only other complaint I have, and I really like it. I've listened to the first 17 in the last 2 days, and I plan on being caught up by early next week.
But, sure.
I can't handle the weather break. Those 4 minute like hipster emo songs. I can't handle the weather break. I actually just fast instead of so he's like
on an iPhone. There's a little 15 second skip forward.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so you know, like, you just like, hit another box on my checklist of things that make me want to listen to things.
He's like, and now, like when he does the traffic report, he's like, and I could see out the window, there's one car at the traffic light, so traffic is light tonight. Like, that's kind of funny. Yeah. And then instead of doing the weather, he's like, and now the weather. And instead of actually talking about the weather, which could actually be kind of interesting in the setting that he's created, they play this music they're all really long songs that I just can't get into at all. So I fast forward the weather every time. But everything else around that 3.5 minute, I love. I'm enjoying it.
Honestly, I would want to see one in-studio TV episode with different characters. That's how I would do the show. If I had a budget suddenly,
like
I would
do a Prairie Home Companion movie?
No, I don't know what that is.
That was a thing.
Oh,
it
God.
Was a thing. It was, what's his name? Kevin.
Is Kevin Kline in it?
Kevin Kline was in it.
So was.
There's a lot of people.
There was. That was. What's her name? Who's like the greatest actress on the planet?
A podcast that I will say.
Yes.
You should listen to is Radiolab.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Because it is news. It's not fictional or any kind of cool stuff like we're
Meryl
talking
Streep.
About here.
Yes.
Oh, Meryl Streep. But it is. It makes you think about some really interesting stuff.
All right.
So if you're looking for some, you know, food for thought kind of action, check out Radiolab.
Also, Lindsay Lohan was also in it.
While you're saying all that, in case both of you still have your hearing or have lost your hearing, that is the wrap-up music that is playing quietly in the background there.
So
I think it's about time
we
bring this episode before the
can you turn the bass up in his headphones?
Comes. Yeah. Before Snowmageddon Apocalypse starts. Because I think it's going to start earlier than they've predicted, considering there's already snowing and flurry down south, South Jersey.
That's not good.
We are going to wrap
down
up
south.
This episode of Big Kids Geek Stuff, episode 317, the day before tomorrow. Don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKidsGeekStuff.com, where we have most of our episodes online. Although, actually, it's not even most anymore. I think it's slightly less than half of our episodes online.
But a lot of them.
And unlike serialized storytelling, you don't have to go back to episode one.
You can't.
You can, no. Of course, you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. On Twitter, at GeekStuffOG.
ScapegoatGS.
GeekStuffOG at gmail.com.
No, at BKGeekStuff. And apparently, Kev is going to start tweeting during the Oscars.
During
That's
the Oscars.
The rumor.
Yep.
So we'll see if that happens.
Yep.
Check us out at 425-920-6050.
That's right. That is the GVM line.
Yes.
And leave us a message you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Head Geek Stuff.
Do we have a contest then?
You know, we had a contest, and it's kind of completely fallen by the wayside.
Oh.
And I think we are going to relaunch that contest next week.
Oh.
Because with the week off and
right.
blah, blah, blah. It, so,
right.
so we're going to just, we'll wait till next week and relaunch that. We'll start
We want to get
over.
You that stuff.
You know, though. That does get in our way an awful lot.
What?
The blah, blah, blah.
It blah, blah, blah is a bitch.
It sure is.
Blah, blah, blah is in fact a bitch.
He deserves a dick punch.
Wow.
Just put wow. it out there.
Wow.
So with
well, that note,
and violent.
How are you spending your Valentine's Day?
You are a true vulgarian, aren't you?
I am a true vulgarian. With that, Big Kev.
Yes, OG, we will bring this episode, episode 317, the day before tomorrow, to a close by saying good night, Shirley Temple Black, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever, ever on, under cloud and under star.